What does The Muppet Show and burlesque have in common? More than you might think. They both have roots in vaudeville theater, both have a combination of dance, theater, and humor, although burlesque definitely has more skin. In Charlotte, one burlesque troupe has a growing audience, but the cast isn't made up of professionals. They're individuals dedicated to learning the craft. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
When you walk into Dina Pendragon's studio, the owner of Big Mama's House of Burlesque, you're hit by all the colors. Sequence dresses draped on plastic body forms, vibrant fabrics fill the room, and there's rhinestones galore scattered throughout the space. But if you stop by the Sunday before her troupe of burlesque performers have a show...
Better than Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman only had
two.
It's a little louder than the usual sewing machines running in the background. The group discusses new routines and costume ideas. And Pendragon, or Big Mama D, as she's known as on stage, offers suggestions.
I can show you how to turn this tux jacket into a tailcoat. It's very easy to do.
This is what Pendragon does, develops and coaches burlesque performers right here in Charlotte.
I have a sewing machine, and 2 years ago I knew how to turn it on, and that was about it. And now I make almost all of my own costumes.
That's 29-year-old Megan Skye, or Pepper LaRouge, if she's on stage. She says Pendragon mentored her right from the start, teaching her how to do her own makeup and showing her how to sew.
You had plenty money, 1922.
What or who drew her to burlesque in the first place was an iconic cartoon that embodies the powerful female performer.
So the Jessica Rabbit performance, and it's such a like cliche answer, but it's totally true. As a child, I was completely hooked on this idea that you could make an entire room full of people set their drinks down and lean forward and hang on your every movement and word. And I thought, oh man, I gotta do that.
All of Big Mama D's performers are paid, but not enough for it to be a sole source of income. So what draws them in is much more personal.
It's something that you've almost entirely created by yourself. So you go out on stage and you basically say, this is my heart. This is my whole heart. I'm showing you all the little bits of it, all the creepy bits and the funny bits and the intelligent bits and the dark and scary bits. Here it is with glitter. And... like, I can't imagine not doing this anymore.
Like most stage performances, the rush is addictive, and it's rewarding to create a character and a routine and present it to an applauding audience. For the record, burlesque, while involving some showing of the skin, isn't what you'd see in, say, a gentleman's nightclub.
It is a performance. It is theatrical. It is an illusion. It's a promise of, or an anticipatory seduction.
That's Big Mama D herself. She says while many of her performers and her cast have a background in dance or theater, it's not necessary to have any previous entertainment experience to be successful at burlesque. You just have to want to learn.
And all we have to do is teach you how to be somewhat graceful and to express the personality that you've been keeping, you know, to yourself. And express that on stage.
For 24-year-old Destiny Barringer, or Veronica Broadchest when she's on stage, exploring that other side of her personality was an important reason for her trying burlesque in the first place.
Being a bigger girl, I'm not a cookie cutter, and I'm not most people's image of beauty. So to be able to say, look at me, I am beautiful, and I'm doing this, I'm able to do that more often in my real life.
While Barringer has been with the troupe for less than a year, more seasoned performers like Meredith Sparkles, that's her stage name, have been here for 8. She says when she first started, she was nervous and scared to interact with the audience. But now, it's a much different story. And it's evident in the way she saunters across the stage, struts in front of the audience, and works the angles of her blue dress to make sure every sparkle in it hits the light just right. She says the confidence and the rush burlesque gives her is more and more important.
It's hard to feel as sexy as a 20-year-old in your 40s as it was in your 20s. This type of industry you think is like a young person's game. And I love the fact that I'm 43 and still playing it.
And her mentor, Pendragon, loves that she's able to give this creative outlet to the women and 2 men in her troupe. Pendragon says the point from the very beginning wasn't about making the big bucks. It was about making women feel good about themselves and putting on a great show.
If I feel like this is something that you love and it makes you feel great, I'll continue working with you. Whether or not you have this talent that you've brought to us.
Everybody has a talent, she says. The trick is figuring out what yours is. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.